From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. New trade agreements between Japan and other countries could put U.S. dairy at a severe competitive disadvantage over the next two decades, as reported by the U.S. Dairy Export Council. According to MilkBusiness.com, the Japanese trade agreements with Australia, New Zealand, and the EU could deprive the U.S. of $5.4 billion in sales over the next 21 years. With a level playing field, the U.S. could double its market share. Now that the USDA's Foreign Ag Service is back to work, they have set up the following schedule to catch up on reports of weekly export sales. AgriMarketing.com reports the weeks ending December 20th and 27th have already been published, but the week ending January 3rd, which includes the marketing year changeover figures, will be out February 14th, and a combined report for the weeks ending January 10th through February 14th will be published February 22nd. Regular reporting will resume the week ending February 22nd. While the U.S. remains a major global supplier of wheat, it has struggled to attract new markets and has seen its export totals decline over the last decade. In 2014 through 16, annual U.S. wheat exports averaged nearly 3 million bushels, less than in 2005 through 9, according to the ERS analysis. Although the U.S. has retained and even increased wheat exports to some of its markets, such as Mexico and the Philippines, AgriMarketing.com reports export volumes to several other markets have contracted. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.